Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Jobs in person at JR Manufacturing in Fort Recovery, or go online at jrmanufacturing.net, jrmanufacturing.net. JR Manufacturing, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
We're just a few minutes away from the start of the match. Let's take a look at the matches that are being played tonight in this district tournament. This is actually the sectional championship night. All these matches are champions of the sectional. And Fort Recovery, again, playing Lima Central Catholic. Fort Recovery, the number one seed. Lima Central Catholic, number six seed. LCC got here by defeating Kaleida on Tuesday, 3-2. The other matches, Lincoln View, the number three seed in the bracket in the district, is taking on number nine seed, Delphus St. John's. St. John's got here by defeating, they actually didn't get here by defeating Lincoln View, or maybe they did. St. John's, anyway, will take on Lincoln View. And I don't quite understand that particular bracket there, but anyway, it is Lincoln View and St. John's. St. Henry, number four seed, will take on number five seed Crestview. That ought to be a great match tonight. Crestview got here by defeating Wayne Trace 3-1. And then Continental, the number 10 seed, will take on number two seed Marion Local tonight. Marion Local got here by beating Ottoville the other night on Tuesday, 3-0. Marion Local is the number two seed, again, taking on Continental tonight. So Fort Recovery and LCC, Lincoln View and St. John's, St. Henry and Crestview, and Continental and Marion Local are the matches here this evening. Again, all those winners will be sectional champions. Then we move on to the district semifinals, which are next Tuesday night. If Fort Recovery wins tonight, they will play next Tuesday at 5. And then the district championship is here at Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery gets that honor because they're the number one seed in the district. Fort Recovery will play probably either Marion Local or St. Henry. That will be on Thursday of next week here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. We'll return not too far away from the start of the match here at PG-14 and J Country 101. Coaches of these teams, Lima Central Catholic is coached by Ron Coleman, assisted by Sidney Moeller. And Fort Recovery's head coach is Travis Guggenbiller, assisted by Sierra Pugh and Tiffany McEldowney. And then the JV coach for Fort Recovery is Rachel Klosterman. Don Wilman is the freshman coach for Fort Recovery. We'll be back in a moment with the start of the match. LCC and Fort Recovery sectional championship tonight here at the Fortside Fieldhouse right after we pause for this.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. They'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Ohio's young people for life. High school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. There could be significant changes in your Medicare Part D prescription plan in 2021, which may affect what you pay for medications. Open enrollment is scheduled to begin Thursday, October 15th through Monday, December 7th, and we'd be happy to schedule a phone conference to look at the medications you're on and available plans next year to find how these plans will affect you and then help you find the best plan for you. So please call Kalp Pharmacy at 419-375-2092 to schedule an appointment. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, just about set to go for the start of the match. The players still have to be introduced here, and then we'll get going after that. And again, a reminder, Fort Recovery plays football on Saturday night at Coldwater in the second round. Actually, it's the third round of the football tournament. And you can hear that game on FortRecoveryRadio.com with Jeff Hobbs. Or we'll be doing the game here on WPGW as well on Saturday night. So we invite you to tune in to whichever one you want to listen to or listen to both of us. Again, on Saturday night, Fort Recovery at Coldwater. Fort Recovery played Coldwater pretty well in the first time that the two teams played in the conference season, with Coldwater winning 51-37. Indians put up quite a few points, though, and they played Coldwater pretty well for most of the game. So Fort Recovery feels pretty positive about the matchup with Coldwater on Saturday night. Again, the next match for the volleyball team, if we win tonight, which Fort Recovery is pretty heavily favored to win tonight, will be next Tuesday. And let's see, the opponent most likely will be Lincoln View next Tuesday. That'll be a 5 o'clock start here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Okay, we're done with the introduction of the teams, and we're about set to go here. Exciting high school volleyball. I don't think we can top the one we had last Thursday when Fort Recovery beat New Bremen, but still expecting a nice match here this evening. The Lima Central Catholic team nickname is the Thunderbirds. Fort Recovery Indians, of course. See Superintendent Larry Brown over there. He's at a lot of these athletic events, a lot of the events that go on at Fort Recovery High School. He's a very involved superintendent and does a great job for the Fort Recovery community. The officials are checking the lineups, making sure everybody's set to go. And there's a question about Lima Central Catholic, and now they've satisfied themselves that everything's okay. Out there for Fort Recovery to start saying things out here, Lily Luthold, along with Whitley Ramel. Also, Marissa Garkey is out there. Paige Fortkamp, Kiki Wendell, and Hope Wendell. And Hope will serve to start the match. So here we go. Hope Wendell with the first serve. She's an excellent server. And the serve is good. Dug out by Lima Central Catholic. Here's the set and the smash. Played by Kiki Wendell to Hope Wendell. Hope will set for Whitley Ramel, who dinks it over. Here's the dig by Lima Central Catholic. A two-hand push over to Fort Recovery. A smash by Whitley Ramel. And Whitley gets the kill just inside the back line. And I'm sure that'll be the first of many kills for Whitley here this evening. Hope Wendell picks up the service point, and she'll serve again. She is very capable of serving a whole bunch of points in a row. Here's the hit back over to Fort Recovery. Paige Fortkamp digs it out to Hope Wendell. And there is a block by, I think it was a block, by the Lima Central Catholic Thunderbirds, Emma Free. So we'll give her credit for a block. Good serve by LCC. Marissa Garkey back over to Lima Central Catholic. They free ball it back to Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell will set for Whitley Ramble. Smash! Dug out by Lima Central Catholic. Played back over by Whitley. Two-hand push back to Fort Recovery. Page Fort Camp to Hope Wendell. A block by Lima Central Catholic on a hit by Lily Luthold. And here is Marissa Garkey hitting the antenna out of bounds. So point for Lima Central Catholic. Zoe Foster picks up the point. It's now 2-1 LCC with the early lead here. Lily Luthold on a hit, played it by LCC by their libero. The dink over by LCC's Kennedy Parker. There's a smash by Whitley Rammel. Cross-court hit. Nobody was even close to it. And Whitley gets another kill. Side out Fort Recovery. We are tied up at 2-2. Here's Marissa Garkey serving now for the Lady Indians. Good serve. Dug out by Grace Hutchins. Here's Hope Wendell sending for Paige Fortcamp. And it's out of bounds. So Paige Fortcamp hitting that out of bounds over the end line. And so it's side out to Lima Central Catholic. And an ace serve for Emma Free. That's the first ace serve of the night for either team. Next serve is in the net. So service error. So Fort Recovery will get side out. Grace Guggenbiller coming in for the Lady Indians. Whitley Rammel will set out briefly. Serving now for Fort Recovery is Aubrey Kanapke. Good serve. Here's a free ball back to Fort Recovery. Paige Fortcamp setting to Hope Wendell. And Paige Fortcamp on a smash. They say it's in. And Paige Fortcamp gets a kill. That is the first kill of the night for Paige. One of what I'm sure will be many. Give a service point to Aubrey Kanapke. Aubrey will serve again. Fort Recovery and LCC tied 4-4. Let's serve and ace serve as the libero for LCC tried to play that. I believe that's Jacqueline. I think that's Shea Thomas and could not play it. Good serve again. Back to Fort Recovery. Here's the set, and not sure what happened there, but the point goes to LCC. Fort Recovery could not return it. Side out LCC. Kennedy Parker will go back to serve now. And here's the dig by Paige Fortcamp, and Paige can't play it. Paige couldn't quite reach it. So it's an ace serve for Kennedy Parker. And Jacqueline Cutliff is their libero. I could not read her number a moment ago, but Cutliff is the libero for LCC. Good serve. Paige Fortcamp on a smash, blocked by LCC. Kiki Wendell to Marissa Garkey. Garkey on a deep hit, played by LCC. Back over to Fort Recovery. Kiki Wendell to Hope Wendell. There's a smash by Paige Fortcamp. It's a kill. Paige Fortcamp gets the kill as Emma Free could not quite play that. So, side out Fort Recovery. And in to serve now for the Lady Indians is Faith Wendell. Faith is Hope Wendell's sister and another excellent server. Good serve. Here's the set for LCC. The hit back over to Fort Recovery. And they're going to say it was a kill. Wow. Jalen Ream. Just free balled it over, in essence, and nobody from Fort Recovery can get to it. Side out LCC. Here's the next serve dug out by Kiki Wendell. Here's a smash by Paige Fortcamp, and Paige got the kill. Kill for Paige Fortcamp. Serving, by the way, was Grace Hutchins there for LCC. And Paige Fortcamp will go back to serve now. She's an excellent server when she's on. And not on that one as she hits it into the net. That is one of her. That's about the only negative I can say about Paige, is she has a little bit of problem in serving once in a while. Not often. Good serve by LCC. Here's a smash by Marissa Garkey and got the kill. Marissa Garkey gets her first kill tonight. And that makes it now tied up at 8-8. LCC hanging in there here in this match. Kiki Wendell will serve now. Good serve, dug out by LCC. Free-balling it over to Fort Recovery. Whitley Rammel. Here's Whitley on the hit back and got the kill. That's Whitley's third kill of the evening. Kiki Wendell picks up a service point, and Kiki will serve again. Kiki, honorable mention in the all-conference this week. Here's a hit back over to Fort Recovery after a good serve. Whitley Rammel smashes it, and it's a kill right at the throat of Jalen Ream. Whitley Rammel, another kill. Whitley was on the first team all-conference, as was Paige Fortcamp on the first team all-conference. Here we go with Kiki Wendell. It is a good serve. Ace serve for Kiki. Three straight points served by Kiki Wendell to put Fort Recovery up 11-8 after it was tied at 8-8. Kiki will serve again. And they should have let that one go, but they didn't. Free balling it over to Fort Recovery. Here's a set. And Whitley Rammel, a little dink kill, found the opening and put it right down. Five kills for Whitley Rammel now. 12-8, and another service point for Kiki Wendell. Kiki will serve again. Here's the good serve. The set for LCC, the outside hit, and they get the kill. Emma Free comes up with her first kill tonight. That makes it now 12-9. And serving is the libero, Jacqueline Cutlip for LCC. Good serve. Faith Wendell will set for Whitley Rammel. Outside hit. Bang! A kill right at LCC's Grace Hutchins, and Hutchins couldn't play it. That's number 6 for Whitley Rammel here in the first game. Fort Recovery now leading 13-9. Hope Wendell will go back to serve for Fort Recovery now. Good serve. There's the dig and the set, and there's going to be a hitting violation. They're going to call a double hit on Zoe Foster of LCC. So Fort Recovery gets the points. Hope Wendell's second point of the evening, and she'll serve again. It's now 14-9. And this serve is a pretty strong serve, and trying to play it was Grace Hutchins, but couldn't do it. Ace serve for Hope Wendell. It's now 15-9. 6-point lead for the Lady Indians. Good serve by Hope Wendell. Here's the set for LCC, the smash, and it is out of bounds. And I think LCC was saying that it should have been a tipped ball, but the official didn't see it that way. So another point for Hope Wendell. Hope will serve. Dug out. There's a free ball over for LCC to Whitley Rammel. Hope Wendell back to Whitley, and Whitley crunches it. Man, is she ever having a match here. Seven kills for Whitley Rammel here in the first game. The first set at 17-9. Fort Recovery with the lead. Timeout, LCC.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Forsyth Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Well, pretty good crowd here for an early match. And, of course, crowd is limited anyway because of COVID-19. So it can't be a huge crowd. Hope Wendell will serve again. 17-9, Lady Indians lead by 8. Here comes the serve. Good serve. Dug out by Jalen Reen. Here's a smash. And a block by Whitley Rammel. Smash by Kennedy Parker and Whitley Rammel there to get the block. Her first block of the evening, and Hope Wendell picks up another service point. That makes it now 18-9. Lady Indians pulling away here in this first game after LCC played very well up until it was 8-8. Kiki Wendell back to LCC. Here's the set for LCC, the hit. Fort Recovery free balls it over. Paige Fortkamp saves the day there. Here's the set for LCC, the smash and the kill. Kennedy Parker, she's their top outside hitter. It's her first kill of the night. That makes it now 18-10. Lady Indians leading by 8 and now serving is Zoe Foster for LCC. To Hope Wendell, who will set for Whitley Randall, and Whitley smashes it down for another kill. Kill number 8, 2, 4, 6, 8, yes, wow. Just in the first game, 8 kills. Marissa Garkey goes back to serve now for Fort Recovery. We lead 19-10. Serve is good, dug out by the libero. Freeballing it back to Fort Recovery. Marissa Garkey to Hope Wendell. Lily Luthold gets a soft hit over. Here's a smash by LCC. Out of bounds over the end line by Kennedy Parker. Point for Fort Recovery. Marissa Garkey will serve again. Where's number 2 on her purple uniform? Here's the serve. It's good. Dug out by LCC. The set and the free ball over to Fort Recovery. Garkey will pass to Hope Wendell, who sets for Lily Luthold. Lily, an outside hit, played by LCC. Here's an outside hit off of Hope Wendell and a kill by Kennedy Parker. That's her second kill of the evening. LCC picks up the point, side out LCC. It's 20-11. Fort Recovery leading by 9. And good serve. There's a pass to Hope Wendell and a smash and a kill by Paige Fortkamp. That is fourth kill of the evening for Paige. 21-11. I think the LCC coach has kind of thrown in the towel on this game, on this set. Here's a good serve by Fort Recovery's Aubrey Kanapke. The hit back, and it's in the net on the hit attempt by Kennedy Parker. Point Fort Recovery. And just as I say, the LCC coach has thrown in the towel. He calls a timeout. Timeout with Fort Recovery leading 22-11 in the first set of this, again, sectional championship match tonight.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota L-Series tractor is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Powerful Kubota diesel engine, ease of operation, and your choice of a Kubota gear or HST transmission. The durable Kubota L-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And they're also your Case IH dealer as well. So here we go with the next serve for Fort Recovery's Aubrey Kanapke. She has 3 service points tonight, including 1 ace. 22-11, Lady Indians on top here. Good serve by Aubrey. Ace serve as Jacqueline Cutlip, the libero, unable to play that. Ace serve for Aubrey Kanapke, her second ace of the night. She'll serve again. Out of bounds. That was over the far sideline. Service error. So LCC gets side out and going back to serve is Kennedy Parker. Kennedy had an ace serve in her first time serving. Here she goes. And it's to Paige Fortkamp to Hope Wendell back to Paige. Paige puts it down on the floor right in front of Kennedy Parker. Kill for Paige Fortkamp. That's number 5 for her. So we have 5 kills for Paige and 8 kills for Whitley Randall in this first game alone. Back to serve now is Faith Wendell. And it's in. A serve for Faith Wendell. They let it go thinking it was going to be out, and that was a mistake. Faith Wendell with the ace serve. She'll serve again. No, it was overruled. Overruled by the officials, so no ace serve. Point for LCC. Faith Wendell to Paige Fortkamp. Dink over. And getting the kill for LCC was Zoe Foster. So take the ace serve away from Faith Wendell as the official overruled the line judge. Here's a dig by Marissa Garkey to Faith Wendell. A smash by Paige Fortkamp. LCC plays it, free balls it back. Marissa Garkey passing to Faith Wendell, who will set for Paige Fortkamp. Paige was not in a good position to play that and couldn't get it over the net. Point for LCC. 24-15. Serving here is Grace Hutchins. Good serve. Smashed by Marissa Garkey. Back to LCC. Here's the set and the hit over. Marissa Garkey plays it. Faith Wendell will set for Grace Guggenbiller. And Grace gets the kill. And that's it. 25-15. Fort Recovery has won the first game here in this sectional championship match, 25-15. We'll be back in a moment to move into the second set of the evening right after this.
When it comes to quality building materials for your construction or remodeling project, you can always depend on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Fort Recovery Lumber carries the finest in lumber of all types. And if you need a project design, the professionals at Fort Recovery Lumber Company can do that too. And then provide you with quality building materials to construct your project. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio, serving area residents for more than 100 years. Judy's Landscaping, located 3 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, on Route 49, has all the fall decorating supplies you'll need. Judy's Landscaping offers complete landscaping and planting of trees. You'll like the satisfaction you get from Eric Judy of Judy's Landscaping and Fruit Farm, 3 miles north of Fort Recovery on Ohio State Route 49.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Boar's Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery volleyball team on a terrific year. Boar's Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Boar's Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indians volleyball team.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, set to go for set number two. Lady Indians win the first set again, 25-15, led by Whitley Rammel with 8 kills and Paige Fortkamp with 5 kills. Hope Wendell had a total of 6 service points, including 1 ace. Aubrey Kanapke had 4 service points, including 2 aces. Kiki Wendell had 4 service points, including an ace. Marissa Garkey with 1 kill and 2 service points. And Grace Guggenbiller had a kill as well. So that's pretty much the Fort Recovery statistics. Nobody on LCC had any more than 2 kills, and that was Kennedy Parker, who I would classify as their number one hitter on the team. Here's Zoe Foster going back to serve for LCC. It is out of bounds over the end line. Kiki Wendell did the right thing there, said that's going to go out of bounds, and it did. Point Fort Recovery. Here comes Hope Wendell in to serve now for the Lady Indians. Of course, everybody's required to wear a mask to get into the match here tonight. Hope Wendell, good serve to the net. Here's the dink over, and looks like a kill for Kennedy Parker. It's her third of the evening. That was just a little dink that Fort Recovery tried to block, and it deflected off of Fort Recovery and went out of bounds. Good serve there by LCC. Dink over by Whitley Rammel, and Whitley gets the kill. That was just miscommunication there from LCC. They should have been able to return that. Marissa Garkey goes back to serve now for the Lady Indians. We lead 2-1. It's a good serve. Let's serve, as a matter of fact, played by Cutlip. Here's Parker hitting it back to Fort Recovery. And there's going to be, I think, an illegal formation, I believe. No. Illegal formation on LCC. So Fort Recovery gets the point. Marissa Garkey will serve again. Good serve. Kennedy Parker back to Fort Recovery. Page four camp to Hope Wendell to Whitley Rammel. Rammel just dinks it over. Smash back to Fort Recovery. Wendell will set for Kiki Wendell, who will set for Whitley Rammel, who hits it over. LCC able to play it. Cutlip free balls it over. Here's a set and a smash for Paige Fortcamp and the kill. Fort Recovery had a little decoy there, making it look like they were going to set for Whitley Rammel. Instead, Paige Fortcamp came up from behind and smashed it down the throat of the Thunderbirds. There's an ace serve for Marissa Garkey. That's her first ace tonight. And it's quickly 5-1. Lady Indians out to an early lead here. Marissa Garkey will serve. Good serve dug out by Cutlip. Here's the set for LCC and just free-balling it over as Cutlip. Hope Wendell will set for Lily Leuthold, and Lily couldn't make the hit. Hitting air there on Fort Recovery. Kennedy Parker goes back to serve now for the Lady Thunderbirds. Lima Central Catholic Thunderbirds. They got here by beating Kaleida on Tuesday, 3-2. Here's Whitley Rammel back to LCC. The pass and the free ball over to Fort Recovery. Marissa Garkey free balls it to LCC. The hit and getting a kill there for LCC was Jalen Ream. Ream was waiting for that ball at the net and crushed it back to Fort Recovery. Parker picks up a service point. Serve is good. Whitley Rammel on the hit, played by LCC. Here's the set, the outside hit. And it is a kill. Hitting it through the block was Jalen Ream for LCC. And that makes it now 5-4. Fort Recovery leading by one here in the second set. We won the first set, 25-15. There's a smash by Whitley Rammel. Another one. That unofficially is her 10th of the evening. And now going back to serve for Fort Recovery's Aubrey Kanapke. Aubrey's serve is good. Here's the pass to the net and kind of a free ball over. Fort Recovery plays it, manages to keep it alive. Great job by Paige Fortcamp. Hit back to Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell. Aubrey Kanapke was set for Paige Fortcamp. It's down. Now the official changes his mind. Says it's out. The official first ruled it was down, but then he said it was out. So side out to LCC. 7-4. Lady Indians leading by 3 here in the second set. Here's a serve by Grace Hutchins. Service error in the net. Fort Recovery gets side out. So Faith Wendell comes in to serve now for the Lady Indians. Good serve dug out by Cutlip, the libero. Here's the set for the Lady Thunderbirds over to Marissa Garkey at the net. And Garkey gets the kill. That was kind of a little bit of a luck there. She really was trying to set to the net, I think, or pass to the net. And there is one that's out by Faith Wendell on the serve. So service error for Faith. And LCC has side out again. Jalen Ream serving now. Kiki Wendell digs it out to Faith Wendell. Faith will set to Paige Fortcamp. And Paige gets another kill. Number 7 for her. That makes it 10-5 now. Lady Indians starting to pull away here in the second set after easily winning the first set. Although it was 8-8 at one time in that first set, but then the Lady Indians controlled it the rest of the way to win 25-15. Paige Forkamp, good serve. And there's a double hit on LCC. Paige Forkamp picks up the service point. And timeout is called by LCC. It's Fort Recovery 11, LCC 5. We'll be back in just a moment.
Adrian Gruby of Fort Recovery would like to thank those of you who have placed your trust in Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate for your auctioneering and real estate needs. Adrian Gruby also takes this time to salute the Fort Recovery Indians athletic teams. Thanks for representing our community in a way that makes all of us proud. Serving the Mercer and Jay County areas with the finest in auctioneering and real estate services, Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Paige Forkamp on the good serve there, and here's the hit back by LCC, and it's a kill for the Lady Thunderbirds. So that makes it 10-7 now. Good serve by LCC. Here's a hit by Grace Guggenbiller out of bounds. That kill a moment ago by LCC was by Emma Free. Here's another serve by Cutlip, the libero, and Marissa Garkey slams it down for Fort Recovery to get a kill. Garkey's second kill of the evening. That makes it now 11-8. Fort Recovery leads by three, and here's Kiki Wendell to serve for the Lady Indians. Good serve dug out by LCC's Jalen Ream. Here's a hit by Kennedy Parker and hit it out of bounds. She's done that. She's had several of those over the end line tonight. If she could get that straightened out, she'd be wicked. Kiki Wendell will serve again. It's a let serve, and she ends up getting the ace. Those are so hard to play. A let serve, which means it just barely hit the top of the net and then fell on the LCC side, and an ace for Kiki Wendell. Kiki serves again. Here's the dig by Jalen Ream, the set. Here's Parker on a two-hand push. Kiki Wendell will set for Paige Forkamp. And Paige got the kill. A little miscommunication there for LCC. Nobody went after that. They should have. And that's now 14-8. And for Paige, that is kill number 8 on the night. Another service point for Kiki Wendell. And here's a service error for Kiki hitting it into the net. That makes it 14-9 now. Fort Recovery leads by 5. And going back to serve is Zoe Foster on side out for LCC. Good serve. Paige Forkamp to Faith Wendell. Smashed by Whitley Rammel. Bingo! Whitley Rammel with the kill. She hasn't had one in a while, but that's number 11. Boy, she was tearing them up in that first set tonight. I think she had 8 kills just in the first set alone. Here's Hope Wendell serving now for Fort Recovery. Good serve, the set for LCC. Kennedy Parker will just hit a little soft shot over. Fort Recovery plays it. Marissa Garkey on a smash. Cutlip will try to keep it in play, and she does. Free-balling it over is Jalen Ream. Here's a smash by Whitley Rammel and gets another kill. Whitley Rammel with 12 kills so far tonight. 16-9, and LCC's coach, Ron Coleman, wants another timeout. Fort Recovery leads by 7.
At Cooper Farms, we believe benefits are the way we take care of our team. Pepper Farm strives to support our team members' physical needs through ergonomic improvements, on-staff nurses, and on-site fitness rooms. We partner with Activate Healthcare to provide free doctor's visits and prescriptions for team members who are enrolled in Cooper Farms Health Insurance. To learn more, visit cooperfarms.com/joinourteam. Become a part of a company that truly cares for you. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Good old Fort Recovery leading here in the second set, 16-9, after winning the first set, 25-15. Fort Recovery trying to win their 19th match of the year tonight. Just about set to go here. Hope Wendell serving now for Fort Recovery. Number 20 on our uniform. And it's a good serve, dug out by Shea Thomas. Parker just free-balling it over to Fort Recovery. Here's a set by Hope Wendell. And guess what? Another kill by Whitley Rammel. 17-9 now. Lady Indians leading by 8. Hope Wendell picks up the service point and will serve again. Good serve, dug out by LCC, by Jalen Ream. Here's Kennedy Parker, just a little soft hit over. Hope Wendell setting for Lily Luthold, and Lily tries to, they say she hit it out of bounds on the wrong side of the antenna, I believe, with 17-10. Serving here is Emma Free for LCC, and there's another kill for Whitley Rammel. Give Hope Wendell the assist. She's racking up the assist tonight. That's kill number 14 for Whitley. We're only in the second set here. She's having quite a night. Here comes Marissa Garkey on the serve. Fort Recovery has side out. Good serve. The set for LCC, and Kennedy Parker tried the blast there, and guess what? Whitley Rammel on a block, and it's 19-10 now. Marissa Garkey back to serve again. Good serve dug out by Cutlip, the libero on the back line. Here's a smash by LCC's Jalen Ream, but over the end line, Fort Recovery picks up the point. That makes it 20-10 now. Fort Recovery, the number one seed in this district tournament. I really can't remember when Fort Recovery was the number one seed in the district, but they are in this tournament. Over to Fort Recovery, saved by Marissa Garkey to Hope Wendell. Page four, Camp got the kill off the fingertips of LCC on the block attempt, and Page Fort Camp ends up with the kill. Number 9 for Page. Marissa Garkey picks up another service point. It's now 21-10. Here comes the serve for Marissa. In the net, service error, and that ends the Fort Recovery run. Here's Kennedy Parker going back to serve now for LCC, the Thunderbirds of Lima Central Catholic. Good serve dug out by Kiki Wendell. Passing to Hope Wendell, who was set for Paige Fortkamp. And Paige Fortkamp with a kill, number 10 for Paige Fortkamp. And it's now 22-11. Now going back to serve for Fort Recovery is Aubrey Kanapke. Aubrey bouncing the volleyball. Here comes the serve. It's dug out by LCC. The set and the hit back to Fort Recovery. Lily Luthold will pass over to Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp just free balls it over back to Fort Recovery. Set for Paige Fortkamp. And she gets the kill. And it's another assist for Hope Wendell. I don't keep assists, but I ought to start trying to do that. I used to think I couldn't keep track of all those, but I might be able to do that one of these days. Aubrey Kanapke serving again. Back to Fort Recovery, and Marissa Garkey made a valiant attempt to save that, but couldn't get the ball going in the right direction, and it goes away from the Fort Recovery team and out of bounds. 23-12. Back to serve now for LCC is Grace Hutchins. Hutchins' serve is to Paige Fortkamp to Hope Wendell. Wendell sets for Grace Dugendiller. Guggenbiller on the hit. Freeballing it back to Fort Recovery is Ream. Hope Wendell will set for Grace Guggenbiller. And LCC can't make the return. I'm going to go ahead and give Grace a kill on that. Grace Guggenbiller, her second kill tonight. That makes it 24-12. And here we go with the set point for Faith Wendell. Faith gets the honors. Good serve dug out by Kennedy Parker. And LCC hits it out of bounds, and that's it. 25-12 is the score of the second set. Fort Recovery wins. So they won the first set 25-15. They win the second set 25-12. We'll return in just a moment here on PG14, J Country 101, and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Third set coming right up.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What defines an effective true vertical tillage tool? The new Great Plains TurboMax does. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seedbed and delivers the desired residue coverage without creating compaction. Call K&L Tractor Sales today or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio to see what the TurboMax can do for you. K&L Tractor in Great Plains, harvest starts here.
I'm Sharla. I'm a Park National banker, and I'm a new grandma. At Park National Bank, we believe that we're more than our job titles, and you're more than an account number. Now, bringing our family of community banks together under a single brand name means you get those core values you always counted on from us, and more service, more access, and more options. We're all together now at Park National Bank, where you mean more.
JR Manufacturing is a proud sponsor of Indian Athletics. One of the world's leading suppliers of automotive safety and seating products, JR Manufacturing is a dynamic and rapidly growing company offering many employment opportunities for top-notch talent. Find specific openings for employment on the Hometown Opportunities website or jrmanufacturing.net. JR Manufacturing, a big company with a hometown touch. Best wishes to the Fort Recovery Indians. Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. They'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Hope Wendell on the serve to start the third set, and there's a smash by Kennedy Parker to get the kill for LCC, and LCC gets one of their rare leads tonight, leading 1-0. They have side out here. Fort Recovery hits it back over to LCC, and they cannot make the return. Going to call 4 hits on LCC. I don't know. That was close. It might have. I don't know. I'm not going to turn the officials' ruling down. Here's Marissa Garkey serving for Fort Recovery. Good serve. Kennedy Parker free balls it back to the Lady Indians. Hope Wendell will set for Paige Fortkamp. Paige kind of a soft hit over. LCC plays it. Free balling it over is Jalen Ream, and it's off of Fort Recovery. Give Ream a kill. It's her fourth kill of the evening. A little floor cleanup here. So Marissa Garkey takes the cleaner and does the cleanup herself. Okay, we're set to go. Serving for LCC is Emma Free. Good serve. Dug out by Kiki Wendell to Hope Wendell. Hope will set for Whitley Rammel and got the kill. A little Rammel was falling out of bounds on the far sideline, just hit it, and just barely hit it over the net and right down the net line and got the kill. Well, when it's going your way, it's going your way. That's kill number 15 for Whitley Rammel. Here's Aubrey Kanapke serving now for Fort Recovery. Good serve. Lady Indians are tied 2-2 in this third set. Here's a smash by Kennedy Parker. And it is a double hit on Parker. So Fort Recovery picks up the points. Aubrey Kanapke will serve again. Dug out by LCC. Here's the set by Zoe Foster. The outside hit and the smash and the kill for Jalen Ream of LCC. That's her fifth kill of the evening. Side out Thunderbirds, and going back to serve is Kennedy Parker. 3-3. We're all tied here in the third set. LCC has to win this to keep this match going. There's an ace serve off of Paige Fortkamp. Paige couldn't quite play it. That's the second ace of the night for Kennedy Parker. Kennedy will serve again, and it's a service error, top of the net and down on the LCC side of the court. Fort Recovery will serve now, and it's going to be Faith Wendell to go back and serve. She'll be serving over on the right side. Good serve, dug out by LCC. Here's the set and the smash, and it's out off the hit by Jalen Ream, point Fort Recovery. Faith Wendell picks up the service point. Unofficially, I have that as her second of the evening. Good serve by Faith. The hit back to Fort Recovery. Saved by Garkey. Excellent save. Kiki Wendell to Paige Fortkamp. Paige back over to LCC. Parker will set, and it's hit out of bounds by Grace Hutchins, point Fort Recovery. Another service point for Faith Wendell. Another serve, and it's in, I think. Yep. Ace serve for Wendell. That's her first ace of the evening. I thought she had one earlier, but the official overruled the linesman and said no, it was out of bounds. Faith Wendell will serve again. Yeah, they should have let that one go. That's going to be an ace serve. Hitting it was LCC's Grace Hutchins, and nobody else came up. So Faith Wendell on a roll here. She'll have another serve in the net. I spoke too soon. In the net for Faith Wendell. Side out for LCC. Going back to serve is Grace Hutchins, a junior for the Lady Thunderbirds. Dug out by Kiki Wendell to Faith Wendell. Grace Guggenbiller just kind of dinks it over, freeballing it back to Fort Recovery. Here's Paige Fortkamp on a smash. Got the kill. Give Faith Wendell the assist. Paige Fortkamp the kill, number 12 for Paige in the kill department tonight. And Whitley Rammel has 15 kills on the night. So those two young ladies have been busy young ladies. Here's Paige Fortkamp serving now. Fort Recovery leading 9-5. And Paige hits it into the net. Service error on Paige Fortkamp. And now here's Jalen Ream serving. It's a good serve dug out by Kiki Wendell. Here's a smash by Fort Recovery's Tegan Fortkamp, who just came in a moment ago. Fort Recovery gets it back. Garkey keeps it alive. Paige Fortkamp free balls it over. Here's the set for LCC. The hit and the kill for LCC's Emma Free. That's number 3 on the night for her. And here is Jalen Ream serving now for Lima Central Catholic. Fort Recovery leads in the third set here, 9-7, after winning the first two sets. Marissa Garkey, a smash right down in the middle of the court towards the back. and got the kill. For Marissa, that is kill number four on the night. She has a lot of points, too. Kiki Wendell serving. Good serve, dug out by the back line. Just free-balling it back to Fort Recovery, Zoe Foster. Here's the set for Faith Wendell to Whitley Rammel. And guess what? Whitley gets another kill. They say it was deflected off of LCC. Kill number 16 on the night for Whitley Rammel. Kiki Wendell serving. Good serve. Here's the set for LCC. And a block for Whitley Rammel. That is her third block of the evening on my unofficial stats. 12-7 now. Kiki picking up a point. Kiki wears number one. She was honorable mention all-conference this week. And there's an ace serve for Kiki. Again, Paige Fortkamp and Whitley Rammel were first-team all-conference. And very deservedly so. Here's Kiki Wendell on the next serve, dug out by LCC. The hit back, and they're going to say it was not hit over the net. Four hits on LCC. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians tonight from Dr. Tom Banna and all of his staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna, Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banna would love to be your family's dentist. Here's a smash by Whitley Rammel and a kill. Number 13 for Whitley. I'm sorry, that's not right. Number 17 for Whitley Rammel tonight. Here's Kiki Wendell on another serve. It's good. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery and a kill for LCC's Abby Watkins. She hasn't played much tonight, but picks up the kill there. Coming in to serve now is Jacqueline Cutlip, the libero for the Lady Thunderbirds. Good serve, dug out by Paige Fortkamp to Faith Wendell. Wendell sets for the outside hitter, Marissa Garkey, and Garkey drives it home for a kill. Marissa Garkey with her fifth kill of the evening. This will bring in Hope Wendell to serve now. Fort Recovery leading 16-8. Timeout, LCC. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As flu season gets underway, make sure you're prepared. Kalp Pharmacy is offering flu vaccines and bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and accepts cash pay. So call to schedule your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Rob Weaver here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Sectional championship match tonight between Fort Recovery and Lima Central Catholic in this district tournament. Again, your other matchups going on tonight. It is Lincoln View playing Delphus St. John's. St. Henry's playing Crestview. And Continental is playing Marion Local. Fort Recovery on a possible collision course with either Marion Local or St. Henry for the championship of the district. That would be next Thursday. The semifinals of the district are next Tuesday night. For Fort Recovery, it would be a 5 o'clock, another 5 o'clock start next Tuesday. Ace serve for Hope Wendell. She'll go back and serve again. It's now 17-8. Lady Indians leading 2-0 and leading here in this third set, 17-8. Hope Wendell, another good serve. The pass and the set. Here's Kennedy Parker hitting it back to Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell will set for Whitley Rammel. Rammel, a little dink, played by LCC. Kennedy Parker two hands it over, and Fort Recovery can't play it. Give Kennedy Parker a kill on that one. Wasn't your thundering hit, but hey, it did what she needed to do. Here's the next serve, side out for LCC. Zoe Foster on the serve. And Lily Luthold hits it out of bounds right down the sideline. So point for LCC. Foster will serve again. This time, it's right on the end line. Ace serve for Zoe Foster. Zoe Foster, a senior, right down on the line on the end line. 17-11. LCC is back to within six. Here's Foster serving again. Good serve dug out by Kiki Wendell. Here's a smash for Whitley Rammel. And Whitley gets the kill as she hit it off the block by LCC and it deflected off the block and out of bounds. Whitley Rammel with kill number 18 on the night. Here's Marissa Garkey serving. Good serve. Here's the set for Foster. The hit back over by LCC. Kiki Wendell will set it for Paige Fortkamp, and Paige got the kill. Ran up to the net and hit it. Not a thundering hit, but got the kill. So Marissa Garkey back to serve now for the Lady Indians. First serve is a dugout by LCC. Foster will set for Kennedy Parker. Parker on a blast, saved by Kiki Wendell. Fort Recovery free balls are back over. Parker back to Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell will set for Paige Fortkamp. Outside hit. And they say it's out of bounds. Out of bounds by Paige Fortkamp. And give the point to LCC as Emma Free will go back to serve now for the Lady Thunderbirds. Good serve. Hope Wendell will set for Lily Loofhold. And Lily got a little finesse kill there. Just hit it where there was nobody at. That's her first kill of the night. And it's 20-12. Lady Indians lead by 8. And here goes Aubrey Kanapke to serve for the Lady Indians. She likes to serve on the left side. Good serve. Ace serve for Aubrey Kanapke. Her third ace of the evening. This is her specialty. That's what Coach Guggenbiller likes to use her for, is the service. Substitution made there for LCC. Here comes Aubrey Kanapke with another serve. Indians lead 21-12 here in the third set after winning the first two sets. Good serve, smashed by Parker. It's cross court and out of bounds. Point for Aubrey Kanapke again. 22-12. Aubrey could easily serve this game out, this set out. Back to Fort Recovery. They're going to call illegal hit on LCC. Point Fort Recovery. 23-12 now. Kanapke, another serve. Dug out by LCC. Foster will set for Kennedy Parker. Parker on a blast. Played by Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell will set for Paige Fortkamp, and she hits a thundering smasharoo right through LCC. Paige Fortkamp with her 14th kill of the evening. She has 14 kills. Whitley Rammel has 18. Another service point for Aubrey Kanapke. And here's your match point. 24-12. Fort Recovery with the serve. Good serve. And the dink over by LCC. Hope Wendell to Fort Recovery's Marissa Garkey. He hits it back to LCC. The set and the hit back to Fort Recovery. And the kill for Jalen Ream of LCC. Her sixth kill of the evening. And she keeps whatever small hopes there are for LCC alive. Makes it 24-13. Fort Recovery by a total of 11 points now here in the third set after winning the first two sets. Kennedy Parker will serve now for LCC. It is a good serve. Marissa Garkey passing to Kiki Wendell. Here's Paige Fortkamp on a smash, and it's hit out of bounds by Kennedy Parker, and Paige Fortkamp gets credit for the kill. 25-13, and this baby is over. What a quick match tonight. Only about an hour. 25-13. Fort Recovery wins the third set and the match. They win 25-15 in first set, 25-12 in the second set. 25-13 was the final set victory. So congratulations to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. We'll be back to wrap it up right after we pause for this.
mechanical work on cars, vans, and more. See Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio. When it comes to quality building materials for your construction or remodeling project, you can always depend on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Fort Recovery Lumber carries the finest in lumber of all types, and if you need a project design, the professionals at Fort Recovery Lumber Company can do that too, and then provide you with quality building materials to construct your project. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio, serving area residents for more than 100 years. Judy's Landscaping, located 3 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, on Route 49, has all the fall decorating supplies you'll need. Judy's Landscaping offers complete landscaping and planting of trees. You'll like the satisfaction you get from Eric Judy of Judy's Landscaping and Fruit Farm, 3 miles north of Fort Recovery on Ohio State Route 49.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, congratulations to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. They win the sectional championship. And because of COVID-19, they're not making a big deal of the celebration for a sectional championship here tonight. Fort Recovery again wins 25-15, 25-12, 25-13. As expected, really, a pretty easy win over Lima Central Catholic. Lady Indians improved their record to 19-3 on the year. And LCC, which they had some bright points tonight, they finished the year at 12-9. For Fort Recovery, Kiara Wendell had 11 service points, including three aces. Excuse me there. Kiara Wendell with 11 service points, three aces. Marissa Garkey had 5 kills, 8 service points, including 1 ace. Lily Luthold had a kill. Paige Fortkamp with 15 kills and 1 service point. It was Aubrey Kanapke, 10 service points, including 3 aces. Grace Guggenbiller had a couple of kills. Faith Wendell with a total of 5 service points, including 2 aces. Whitley Rammel led the team in kills tonight, 18 kills and 3 blocks for the outstanding junior. Hope Wendell had 9 service points and 2 aces on the night, and a ton of assists, really, for Hope. And Faith Wendell also had several assists as well. For the Lima Central Catholic Lady Thunderbird, Zoe Foster had 3 service points, including an ace. She also had 1 kill. Jacqueline Cutlip had 1 service point. Kennedy Parker had 5 kills and had 4 service points and 2 aces. Jalen Ream had 6 kills on the night. Grace Hutchins had 1 service point. Abby Watkins with a kill. Emma Free had a block, 3 kills, and a service ace. And those were your stats for Lima Central Catholic. Once again, it was 18 kills for Whitley Rammel, 15 kills for Paige Fortkamp to lead the team to victory tonight. Again, they improved to a 19-3 overall. Again, we do remind you, Coldwater and Fort Recovery coming up in football on Saturday night. You can hear the broadcast on FortRecoveryRadio.com. We'll also have the broadcast here on the radio station as well. And then next Tuesday, it's the semifinals of the district. Fort Recovery probably, we don't know yet, but probably playing, I would guess, Lincoln View in that semifinal next Tuesday at 5 here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. We'll have that for you here on the radio next Tuesday. And if the Lady Indians can win that, the district championship would be probably against St. Henry or Marion Local, and that would be on Thursday night. So big week for Fort Recovery next week in volleyball. Big football game for the Indian football team this Saturday night. That's going to wrap it up from the Fortside Fieldhouse tonight. Congratulations to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. They beat LCC 3-0. Until next time, I'm Rob Weaver wishing you all a very pleasant good night.
You've been listening to exciting high school volleyball action on WPGW Radio. This broadcast has been presented by the sports-minded sponsors you've heard during this coverage. When you want local sports coverage, you'll find it right here on WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Much coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.